the title. America's Got Talent. The champions, best in the world, is...
Shin Lim is the Canadian-born, American-raised magician who stunned viewers on first the U.S. America's Got Talent show, then the international competition, where his sleight of hand beat out 50 other winners from around the world, including singer Susan Boyle. It was a windfall. He took the million-dollar prize, a validation, magic is cool, and a springboard to the stint he starts today, a two-month run at the Mirage in Las Vegas. The 29-year-old son of Singapore-born parents was a budding classical pianist in Massachusetts. He still incorporates the piano into his dramatic act.
I was 19 when I first developed carpal tunnel in both of my wrists.
He turned to his hobby, magic, the kind where playing cards appear and disappear.
And before I knew it, a new passion had ignited.
And cards burst into flames. Lim wowed Penn and Teller, stunned Ellen DeGeneres. We'll have incredible videos at hereandnow.org. Watch as we sit down with Shin Lim. How did it start? How did you get into cards?
When I was 16 years old, I just kind of opened up the computer, and there's just a plethora of magic tutorials.
And we know that you were also playing piano at the time. Was there something that cross-referenced?
Totally. I think what really kind of excited me about sleight of hand or, you know, close-up card magic was that it was so much like the piano. Because, you know, the piano is very raw, and it's all about technique, and it's all about skill. And that's what close-up magic's about. You know, it's so different from stage illusions. Like, you've seen David Copperfield and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure, rabbits yeah. coming out of hats.
Yeah, or, like, cutting a girl in half, stuff like that. For me, I'm more of a, like, the pure sleight of hand. So, like, color changing of a card or changing the value of a card, making it vanish from my hand. And I found it fascinating.
And there is sort of a fugue to it. It feels there's something around your hands. Your hands are lovely. And I think we're almost meant to look at your hands sometimes, like
sure.
a distraction.
It's close-up magic, right? You're supposed to be looking really, really closely. And so when we're actually performing on stage, we have a high-def camera that's really, really zoomed in on the hands. And so it's almost hypnotic sometimes. It's like a ballet of just the hands and the cards. Almost like, you know, a ballerina when they're doing their routine.
And there's times, it's almost like a finger almost seems to point me away, like my eye will follow the finger, and then I realize, darn, I looked away from the card.
Yeah, well, that's the misdirection part, but it's also cool because I usually perform to music, and so I kind of have it always flow according to the music, so I guess it's my way of still playing the piano indirectly.
Yeah, yeah. Penn and Teller saw you on YouTube
and
said, wait a second, can this guy do something that tricks us? And you did.
Yeah.
What did you do?
It's an act I called the Dream Act. It's actually my very first act I ever created. And it was also like one of the first acts that I did it all to music. You know, for especially close-up magic, no one really ever did it silently. Everyone's always talking, making jokes.
That's part of the distraction.
Oh, yeah, big time. Misdirection, and also to tell a story. And if you don't talk, then you can't do any of those. Or at least that's what they told everyone when they're teaching class. And so for me to have not talked, been silent, and then just do it all to music was very different. Some say it was pretty, you know, controversial.
I thought that there was a whole set of things that have been handed down over years.
Yeah, it's interesting how magicians learn, and you're right, it is handed down from generation to generation in this kind of mysterious and kind of unique way. They are techniques, but they're also secrets, too. Right now, they're being handed down by YouTube. That's how the hand-down's being done.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because you've mentioned that one of your idols was it David Blaine?
Yeah.
And a dear friend of some of us who recently passed away was another idol of many, Ricky Jay.
Yes, mine too, yeah. I really looked up to him.
Oh, and as you know, though, Ricky Jay was adamant, no revealing any secrets.
Sure. I mean, for me, I have a more younger outlook on it, but for me, I'm fine. I don't really care. I think information should be free.
You're happy to share it?
Yeah, oh, totally, because, I mean, that's kind of the only way magic can grow.
Okay, so how did you put your card inside your shirt when you were doing magic with Ellen, and what had been on the card suddenly it's imprinted on your chest and there's nothing on the card.
Oh, you can probably find out how to do that on YouTube. It's pretty easy. No, really, you can. You can. But the thing, you know, so the thing is, like, even though you figure out how to do it on YouTube, they'll teach it. I'm sure there's so many tutorials out there, but it's, you won't be able to perform it, or at least not right away. It's tough. It's not easy. And so I think that's why I'm not so worried, because it's hard.
You can know how it works, but you may not be able
exactly.
to do it.
Exactly. Stage magic with the illusions and stuff like that. That one, I think, probably should be kept a secret, because once you know how that stuff works, you can do it too. It's pretty easy, because you just need money to buy the prop.
But with this, you can't.
Yeah, with sleight of hand, it's different. It's like the piano. So, like, I'm sure there's a tutorial on YouTube teaching how to play Moonlight Sonata, Movement Number 3 by Beethoven, right? But it's also really hard to perform.
Right.
So.
We talked about your idols. Why was David Blaine your idol? Why was Ricky Jay?
Well, David Blaine was actually the OG, like, original idol for me. He was doing a lot of, like, close-up street magic on YouTube.
Just give me a quarter.
I got a quarter right here.
You know how people change the consistency of metals? What?
He was like my source for learning card tricks. So you would have like the David Blaine tricks, and then underneath it would be like, how did David Blaine do all these tricks? And I would click on it and kind of learn how he did it. But not just that, David Blaine was also kind of the first magician that made it cool. You know, because back then magic was, I mean, it still is kind of cheesy, but but he made it cool, and so that's what.
Why do you say it's cheesy?
Oh, I don't know. That's just what everyone said at the time. I mean, it's how they, it's their take on magic. Like Ricky Jay, he's super well-spoken, very mysterious. Mm-hmm. You know, the way each magician tells a story with magic, because for piano, I saw a lot of pianists and the way they play the piano, I didn't see that same type of like character trait as magic, like when they're trying to just make it so unique to them.
Do you feel, we're talking about them?
Sure.
Are you them now?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
No,
ask her. I'm still the same guy that goes on YouTube and admires other magicians. I still do that right now.
Her would be Casey. Casey, come on in here. Your bride. You know, people closely followed your wedding in Hawaii. Yes. To Casey Thomas. On national and international television, people have squealed out, oh, my God, the sexiest magician alive. His hair's a mess. He's got glasses on. He looks kind of like a math whiz. He seems to be a completely different person on stage.
He is. There's, like, two different characters, I guess. He has, like, a stage character where he's that, like, sexy and mysterious magician, and then he gets off stage and he's just a nerd and he loves magic and he loves watching movies and music. So yeah, it's very different.
How have your lives changed? And now I'm asking you, Shin Lim, not just winning America's Got Talent, but winning the international competition, all 50 past winners.
I don't know how I won. I really don't, because Darcy Lynn's pretty amazing, and there's
Susan.
Susan Boyle. I mean, yeah.
Why do you think you won?
I think a lot of winners were singers, right? In the past seasons, so it was just magic was different.
Well, but do you think it's gotten a new hipness?
I don't know. Maybe magic's just kind of changed its direction. So a lot of it used to be, you know, the illusion with Copperfield, and Copperfield really changed the game when it came to illusions. But it's now focused more on close-up because of television, YouTube, everything.
Yeah, because we used to think, well, maybe there was a trap door.
Sure.
Or maybe, and now we're seeing it right on the camera.
There's no excuse anymore.
Okay, can you share maybe, like, how did you get, you folded up a card and put it in a young woman's mouth, and then you folded up another one and put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
She's not working with you.
No.
And then her card's in your mouth and your card's in her mouth. How did you do that?
Some good old sleight of hand.
Oh, come on. Like.
Well, I'll give you this hint. The trick's done already before I put the card in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's as much as I'll give.
Okay.
I made it, I kind of constructed my magic, so even though you are looking at the secret, you still can't see the secret. So good luck trying to find out.
Shin Lim, thank you so much.
No, thank you so much.
Magician Shin Lim. We spoke at our cousin station WGBH in Boston. He's currently in a run at the Mirage in Las Vegas. Be prepared to be amazed.